वक्रतुण्ड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकारेषु सर्वदा.
So last class we were seeing the Bhutakala Prayoga, right? Manika Bhagini, we were seeing Bhutakala. Bhutakala is past. Yes.
Ah, yes. Yes, I was lost. Yeah, and...
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll just take you through ashtadhyayi.com. Gayatri Bhagini, I'm repeating this for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is ashtadhyayi.com and there is something called Sutra Pataha and Dhatu Pataha. So I go to Dhatu Pataha and now imagine I want a Dhatu called Pat. If you see here, you'll have many Pat, Hat and all that. Seek for to learn Pat Dhatu and you can click that. This will take you through what are all the available tenses. We call it lakara, lat lakaraha. Do you see lat lakaraha, lit lakaraha?
Are you showing some other screen or I'm not able to see the other screen? I can just see he played, this person said. Is that what you're showing there?
No, I'm showing the ashtadhyayi.com. Let me check once.
Yes, I see the same one. Yeah, I see the same that Gayatri is seeing, that the screen with he played, this person stayed.
Do you see now?
Yeah.
Okay. So there are lat, lit and all that. Do you see the lakaraha? Lat lakaraha. Lit lakaraha.
Yes.
So these are all basically the tenses. Like how we say it in English, present tense, past tense, right?
Right.
So in Sanskrit, we have got 10 sentences, 10 lakaras. We will see what those are. Why do we need 10? Why not just one? So the first one that you see is lat lakaraha. Lat lakaraha is present tense. Okay, that is only one. The second one that you see is known as lit lakaraha, right? Lit lakaraha is... This is also past tense. Okay, we have got three kinds of past tense. If you want, you can note it down. Lit is one of the past tenses and lung is one of the past tenses. And lung is other past tense.
Okay.
Okay, for now, write lit and in the brackets, you can... Okay, lit is present tense. You can make it a, mark it as present tense. Lat is present tense. Okay, the first one.
Lak is present tense.
Lat.
Lit.
Yeah. Lit is past tense.
And lung is past.
No. Lit is past tense, but we call lit as pareksha past tense. Pareksha is the event that we have not seen. Okay. For example, Ramam vanam gatavan. This is a statement that says Rama went to the forest. Did you see Rama going to the forest?
No.
No, right?
Yeah,
no.
Neither I saw.
No.
You did not see either. So it is not within our time frame, or rather we did not see. It is paroksha. Paroksha, aksha is ice. Param is after, beyond. So, paroksha is beyond my eyes. Okay? So, if you...
Paro is eyes.
Param. Para is
Param.
Beyond. Aksha is eyes.
Okay.
So, that which I did not see or which I couldn't see, I will call it paroksha past tense. Which means we have not seen it. Rama went to the forest. Mahabharata, Krishna existed. Krishna, he killed Kamsa and everything. But it is only Shrota, only through hearing I know about it. or only through writing documents I knew it. So we call it Paroksha Bhutakala, otherwise known as Lit Lakaraha.
Lit Lakaraha. Okay.
You can write it down. You just make present tense, past tense and future tense as three tables. So that under past tense, you can have three columns or three rows rather, where one is Lit Lakara that talks about Paroksha.
And where did you go on ashtadhyayi.com? I'm looking at ashtadhyayi.com, but I don't see what you're saying. You went somewhere? Like there is Sutra Path and Dhatu Path.
Click Dhatu Path.
Okay.
You see search at the top right like this.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
There you write P-A-T, Pat, Patadatu. You will get many. Seek for to read. Then click that.
Yeah, it's not even loading for me for some reason.
Okay. We'll wait for
some time. It's okay. I'll copy it from here and then. So if you can scroll up a little bit, so that is Lit Lakara and Lut Lakaraha.
Ah, this is Lut. This is Lit. Only these two we have seen so far. We are at two.
Okay. All right, all right.
Mannika Bhagini, are you able to locate the ashtadhyayi.com Dhatu Patha?
Am I able to what?
Yeah, are you able to locate the things that you're seeing in your system?
Yes, I am looking at the screen, but not I. For some reason, I cannot load it on my computer.
Not a problem.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. I'm not able to load it either for some strange reason.
Okay, maybe you can try it once the class is over. If not, just let me.
Yeah,
know. I'll have to find something else for this. Okay, so lot. And Lit, you've got any questions or shall we go to the next one?
No questions now.
Okay. Lit is Paroksha past tense that we have not seen. And then the next one is Lut Lakaraha. You can write it as Lut. Lut is future, but Adhyatana future. Adhyatana means today. For example, after the class, I will eat. This, I'm going to do it today. Right? The breakfast that I'm going to have will be today. So it is Adhyatana future.
Okay, I was able to load this. What do you say? What did you say we should search?
You just type this, PAT.
PAT.
PAT. Yeah, you will get a list of dhatus. Seek for something which has got this kind of thing in the brackets. To learn, to read, to study, to recite.
Okay. I see some numbers.
You want me to show once again for you?
I think I got it. I got it. Because on top I can see your numbers, right? After Dhatu in your search engine.
Yeah.
So I'm finding that number.
Can I search later on the search engine with with my kind of alphabet? Or do I need to have a computer that writes... In Devanagari?
Actually, PAT, if you type, then it will show.
Ah, okay.
So that's
okay. I think I found it. 381, 0381. Yeah, I found it. I found it. You know, if you take a screenshot, Monica, if you see on her search engine, you see ashtadhyayi.com/dhatu/0.01.0381. If you just type that,
okay.
You will find it.
Yeah, that would.
That's just the easier way to locate it.
Okay, let me see. Ashta. .com/dhatu/01.0381. Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it too. Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. No, Don Ritt talked about Adhyatana Bhavishyat Kalaha. Bhavishyat means future. Bhavishyat Kalaha is future. Ritt talks about Adhyatana Bhavishyat Kalaha, which means today's future tense.
Wait, Bhavishyat is future?
Bhavishyat. I'll type and show you.
Okay.
The first one that we saw was strong. So LUT is present tense. Or we call it Vartamana Kalaha. The Kalaha will be common to all because Kalaha means tense. Okay. The second one, what was the second one that we saw?
It was Lit.
Lit, past, not seen.
Paroksha. Lit. Bhutakalaha. Or I can call it past tense. What kind of Bhutakalaha? It's Paroksha.
Paroksha.
We have not seen. Right. And then next one is Lrit. It's future tense. What kind of future tense? Adhyatana Bhavishyat Kalaha. Future tense. Today.
Future today.
Okay. And that is simple present, right? The first one.
That is just present. Okay. Lut. Oh, okay. One second. Lut, lit, lrit. Lut, we saw, right? Lut or lrit. So the next one here is, I actually swapped the time thing. Lrit and lut. Lut is also future tense. Lut, lrit, both are future tense. Okay.
Okay.
So now lut is also future. But that is anadhyatana, anadhyatana, anadhyatana bhavishyat kalah, which means adyatana is today, anadyatana is not today. Okay, which means it could be tomorrow or day after tomorrow. Anything that is not today will be anadyatana. Adyatana is today. So anything that is not going to happen today will be anadyatana.
So did you by chance do the third, fourth? It's a little interchange, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you
all
want
right.
to make it
no
in
problem.
Order, I can do it.
No, that's okay. I was just making sure that I'm not reading it wrong.
Oh. I just realized that I'm just going in my own...
No, that's okay. That's okay. Right.
So that is Newton Ulrich. If you're kind, then you can go to the next one.
Right.
Yeah.
So the next one is Lot. Okay. Lot. Lot is request or order.
Okay.
This we saw it already.
Imperative, right?
Yeah. Then it is lung. If you have noted lot, then I will go to lung.
Can you give an example of request or order?
We will see.
Okay.
Lung is today's past tense. Adyatana bhuta kalha. Morning I woke up. And today morning I woke up. I brushed my teeth today, this morning. Just a few minutes before the class. So that is adyatana bhuta kalaha. It is over, but it happened today.
Okay.
So that is lung lakara. Shall I go ahead or you need some time to do?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I'm okay.
So the next one is ling, okay, ling lakara. A few I'm intentionally not going to touch. In ling, we have got vidhi ling and ashir ling. Vidhi ling is there. Ashir ling is there. Vidhi ling will be for ritual, invitation, prayer or possibility. You have got two types of ling. One is vidhi ling, the another one is ashir ling, which will be for rituals, prayers, invitation. Possibility. Vidhi ling you just ignore for now.
Okay. I'm good.
So when we are saying this Vidya Ling and Ashir Ling, it doesn't have a tense, or it's a tense by itself.
That's a good question. We will do it in detail again. I'm just introducing you what are all the names of the tenses. And then we will see,
okay.
We will see where to, in which category we should put what.
Okay.
Then you'll get a broader picture and you'll be clear then. For now, just note it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will discuss about it, whether it is a tense or something else. That's a good observation. Yeah. Then we have lung and ldring. There are two more left. Lung and ldring. Lung. It's been typed as lung. But you should pronounce it. Lung is anadyatana past tense. It is past tense. Not today's past tense. The next one is Lrung. Lrung, mostly we will see it in Veda mantras. So we need not worry about it right now. A few say it is a combination of past, future with cause and effect relationship kind of. I am just ignoring it for now.
Okay.
So all you have to remember is past tense are of three types. One is adhyatana, another one is anadhyatana, another one is paroksha. So there are three types. One is lit here, another one is lung, another one is lung. And similarly, present tense is just one, which is lat lakara. And future is of two, lrit, which is adhyatana, lut, which is anadhyatana. Lot is order. Anything that is of a ritual prayer or invitation kind of, then ling.
So we have the lit, lang, and lung past tense, lat, present, root, loot, future, and
I think request or order.
That is future also. Loot. No.
You cannot.
Loot is request order.
No.
It is a request.
Yeah.
It may happen. It may not happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then ling of this. Anyhow, we will see it in detail after maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
So that when you encounter some tense in the text, for example, if you take up Ramayanam and try to read the shloka, here and there at least you will be able to understand what tense it is in.
Oh, okay.
Or you will at least understand, okay, this is a tense, this is something that is conveying when it happened, or it talks about that. That is why the language will be a little different when you go to Ramayana and Mahabharata. It will not be like Saha Patitavan, Saha Gatavan. It will not be like that. Most of the commentaries ask this.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Any questions here or... Anyhow, we will go through it again and again, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think I will need that to go through it again and again.
Definitely, we will do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we were doing Bhutakala only, right? Or we were doing something else?
No, I think we were doing that only.
Numbers.
Ah, yes, numbers. No, I mean about the tenses, yes.
Yeah, we did both, I guess. We also discussed about tense.
And
make sure you go to numbers once again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tomorrow what we will do is we will do Bahuvachanam.
Okay.
And a bit of the Lakara. We call it Dasha Lakaraha. You're known as Dasha Lakaraha, which means 10 tenses.
Ah, okay.
it is the continue. I thought I was able to finish it quick, but somehow I dragged it so much.
Okay. You mean there are only 10 tenses, or we are only going to study 10 tenses?
No, there are only 10 tenses.
Okay.
When you want to say present continuous, it is not available right here, right?
Okay.
That actually comes under different topic, not under this.
But there is a way to say, I am running.
Yes.
Okay.
So, when you understand this, then we will move on to the next step, okay?
Okay. And are the verbs conjugated in a similar way? Or it's like the vibhaktis, like it depends on the ending and like, for instance, in English, the present continuous is always with ing, like running, singing.
Yeah.
Is it kind of similar, or is there
almost,
many ways?
Almost similar. Almost similar.
Okay. So it's a little. Okay. So it's a little easier.
So that I have to introduce a new concept for that. You cannot derive with the same lakara, but there is something else for that. We will see again.
Okay.
And then go ahead. Okay. So you have to be a master in lakara, vibhakti, and the dhatu pratipadikam. Then the basics lesson will be of that way. So these four are really important. Next level will be whatever you said. Like for present continuous, how do you use it? How do you know?
Okay.
How should I conjugate a verb, dhatu, to get a present continuous or a past continuous word?
Okay.
So those we will do it, but a bit later.
Okay, awesome.
I can't say, but you might get confused. There are fair chances.
No, no, yes, I think I would get confused. Thank you. How many years have you been studying Sanskrit so far?
That's a good question. Maybe for the past 6 years. It's really known.
6 years.
Seven.
Wow,
mostly I would say for the past 3 years because I was working.
Okay.
Put all my heart and soul. Whenever I travel, I used to travel for 1.5 hours. So I make sure I carry my lessons with me. I read every day while going and coming. I used to commute by train.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Railway station was my study room all the time.
Okay, so you studied every single day?
Every single day, I always make sure. I also carry my notebooks. I go to office like I was going to school. I'll have my dance note, mm-hmm. music note, and my Sanskrit books, notes, everything with me. So it was 1.5 hours, so half an hour, and half an hour, I'll divide for each subject. And then.
That's lovely.
Can you do the Shanti Mantra so that people?
Yeah. Let me go to it. Om Sarvesham Svastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti 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 Hi.
Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha. Thank you so much.